Hello, Mattoon Middle School parents and guardians. Happy New Year and welcome to the 2018 version of the Principals Podcast. This week, we will be looking at January 4th and 5th, which are our first 2 days back, as well as the week of January 8th through January 12th. Before we get into the activities, there are a couple of important items we need to look at. First and foremost, we are super excited to have our kiddos back with us. If you would like to help us welcome the kids back on January 4th, well, we would encourage you to join us in our welcome back celebration. You don't have to stay all morning before school, but if you would like to send some positive vibes and well wishes to our kids, please join us Thursday morning out in front of the schools. We are going to make some noise and remind our kids how excited we are to have them back with us. Also, you likely didn't have to take much more than a step out of your front door to know how bitterly cold it is. Our kids sometimes underestimate the frigid temperatures and leave home without the appropriate attire, or take it off once they leave the house thinking that nobody's paying attention to what it is that they're wearing. We see lots of kids without coats, hats, or gloves, and even see a handful of kids still in shorts. I know that kids are a tough group to get to stray away from what they are comfortable with, but it's important to try to get them to bundle up and stay that way. If your child needs a coat, let us know, and we can sure try to help out in getting them one. This next item is exclusive for 8th graders who have signed up for Ag at Mattoon High School. Due to some sudden and unexpected changes, students will not be traveling to MHS for Ag, and the class as it has normally been offered will no longer be offered in that same capacity. MMS will be offering a parallel ag opportunity for the spring semester that will have a variety of agricultural studies, landscaping, service learning, and interdisciplinary opportunities. Students who have signed up for the class will meet with me on Thursday during period 9, and we will talk more about the vision of the class as we expect it to unfold. Because of this change, students who wish to opt out of the class will be given a chance to be placed in another essentials class based on seat availability and mutual agreement by student, parent, and the school. Conversely, with this changed offering, students wanting to get into the class will be given the same consideration and must also have student, parent, and school consent. Certainly, I want to apologize for the change, but I am hopeful to be responsive to the kids' needs, and given the short turnaround with this, for the sake of timing, scheduling, etc., I would like to have all of the changes made by midweek of next week so that we can get everybody up and running for their essentials classes for the second semester. If you have questions about this, I would strongly encourage you to reach out to me directly as we unpack this new class and see how it's going to play out for our 8th grade kids. All right, well, let's take a look at the activities going on now that we are underway. It looks like the volleyball team will be kicking its season off on January 4th with a 4:30 contest versus T-Town. Looks like on the 5th, they're going to hit the road for a game at Shiloh, and that looks to start at 6 p.m. On Monday the 8th, the girls will return home versus Tolono at 4:30, and then they will wrap up the week at Monticello on the 11th, also at 4:30. The basketball blue team hits the road versus Crestwood at 6 p.m. on the 4th, and then returns home on the 11th versus Pena at 4:30, and then again home on Saturday the 13th versus St. Anthony, and that starts at 10 a.m. The gold team will be looking to conclude its season with a 4:30 contest at Mattoon St. John's on January 8th. The varsity wrestlers will be heading to the Bloomington Invitational on Saturday the 6th, and that starts at 9 a.m., and the whole squad will be traveling to Decatur-Robeson on January 11th for a meet, and that starts at 5 o'clock, before they head to Normal Parkside on the 13th for a meet that starts at 9 a.m. Report cards will be sent home on January 12th, so please keep an eye out for those next week coming home with your Wildcat. And folks, if you haven't picked up your copy of I Will Always Write Back, which is this year's Ready to Read Across Mattoon selected title, keep your eyes open for it. MMS distributes over 1,000 books throughout the community. Give it a read to see how one letter changed two lives. And all we ask is that after you read the book, let us know what you thought of the selection and pass it on to someone else and encourage them to do the same. Well, folks, that's going to get us up and running for this third quarter. If you have any questions or concerns, please give me a call at 238-5800, or you can always email me at jeremysmith@mattoon.k12.il.us. I hope this finds your new year off to a great start, so welcome back, and as always, go Wildcats!